This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'u'u billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Aqimu salata wa atu zakah, wa rak'u ma'ar raki'in. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, amongst the fara'is and amongst the obligations that is upon Muslims and one of the pillars of Islam is that of zakat. Normally, people give zakat in Ramadan. And we have to keep in mind that it is not compulsory to give zakat in Ramadan. Whenever zakat becomes compulsory upon you, we have to give zakat at that time. Just say, for example, a person has wealth in Muharram and that wealth remains with him till the next Muharram. So that next Muharram, he has to give zakat on the first of Muharram. However, there is an added benefit in giving zakat in Ramadan that according to the hadith, whoever gives one faraz in Ramadan, it is multiplied 70 times. So you can work your zakat in such a manner that you coincide by giving it in zakat. So if it becomes compulsory in Muharram and then you're giving in Ramadan, then you have to give that extra. But whatever it is, look, you know, they normally give zakat in Ramadan and there is some benefit in giving. So therefore I thought that before Ramadan, we will speak on the importance of zakat. Zakat deen ke sutoon mein se ek sutoon hai. Aur ye aham fariza hai. Log umumi taur par Ramzan mein zakat dete hai. Ye koi farz nahi. Jab bhi farz ho jaye, usko ada karna zaruri hai. Lekin zakat Ramzan dene mein ek fayda ye hai ke jo hai na uska sawab zyada milta hai. Now the meaning of zakat comes from the root word which means purification. Zakat ka lughwi mana hai paak saaf taharat. Now how does it link to zakat? The original meaning of zakat together with the religious connotation of the word zakat. Ulama have given many reasons. I will make mention of two. One is that Allah Ta'ala has kept both positive and negative in wealth. So in wealth there is positive and negative. Therefore, in the positive, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has used the word khair for wealth. Kutiba alaykum idha hadra ahadakum al-maut in taraka khair. Allah has used the word goodness for wealth. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give us good in this world, give us good in the year after. So there is good in wealth and there is negative in wealth. So the negative, Allah Ta'ala has warned us, i'lamu annama al-hayatu dunya la'ibu wa la'. That dunya is just amusement and play. And in one hadith, Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, two hungry wolves let loose on a pack of sheep will not cause that much harm to the sheep the way love for dunya, love for wealth, and love for fame will cause to a person. So one meaning of purification is it purifies you from the negative aspects of wealth. So zakat ka maani lughwi taur par paak saaf karna taharat. To ek maana ye hai ke maal ki manfi atarat se aadmi ko paak kar deta hai. That's one of the meanings. The other meaning is also very interesting. You know, ulama have written, if you don't give zakat on your wealth, your entire wealth becomes impure. But the moment you give zakat on your wealth, then the remainder of the wealth that becomes purified for you. It becomes permitted and purified for you to use. And therefore in a hadith in Abu Dawud, Nabi Karim s.a.w. had said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَفْرِذِ الزَّكَاةِ إِلَّا لِيُتَيِّبَ مَا بَقِيَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Allah has not made zakat compulsory, but to purify the remainder of your wealth. So the remainder of your wealth becomes pure when you give zakat. Otherwise, if you don't give zakat, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in Fazail al-Sadaqat has made mention of this hadith. What a great warning. Man kasaba tayyiban khabbathahu man uz zakat. Whoever earns halal risk but doesn't give zakat, the inability and not giving of zakat renders and taints the entire wealth into impurity. To zakat ka dusra maana hai, taharat ka matlab ye hai ke zakat dene se baqiya manda amwal aur maal wo halal ho jati hai aur wo paak ho jata hai. Aur Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha hai ke agar aadmi halal kamaye zakat na de to wo pure maal jo hai na wo napaak ho jata hai. So this is one of the two meanings with regard to purity. Zakat ke bahut fayda hai. There are many benefits of zakat. One hadith Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حَسِّنُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ. Protect your wealth by zakat. Many times people lose their wealth and they said, why? Well, zakat nahi diya apna. In one hadith, فَزَائِلِ صَدَقَاتِ مَنْ مَا تَلَفَ مَالْ فِي بَرْ وَلَا بَحْ. Wealth does not get destroyed in the land or in the ocean, but it gets destroyed by not giving zakat. So wealth gets destroyed by not giving zakat. Sometimes we think all of a sudden our wealth gets destroyed. Why? You haven't given zakat. So this is very important that we give zakat. And there are many other benefits. One of the benefits, you know, it's so amazing. Today there is so many poor people. When we talk about it, there is such a gap between the rich and poor. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that amount of zakat compulsory, that if the rich people give their zakat correctly, they will not be poor people in this ummah. Agar sahi tarah se zakat log ada kare maldar, to ummah mein koi jo hai na wo ghurbat nahi hoga, koi gareeb nahi honge. Because Allah Ta'ala has given that amount of zakat compulsory upon the wealthy, that if they give it correctly, they won't be poor people in this ummah. But they don't give their zakat correctly, and this is why we have the great disparity between the rich and the poor. So ever there is many aspects with regard to it, and because of the importance, we have to see that we give zakat correctly. And we must ask our ulama, and we must ask the masail. In this short time, it's not possible for us to make mention of all the masail of zakat, but ask the ulama, kis zakat, on which particular type of wealth is zakat compulsory? Is it compulsory upon my stock? Which type of stock? Is it compulsory upon my, you know, all those type of things we have to find out. Iski ahmiyat ke madde nazar rakhte hue hame ulama se masail puchna padta hai ke kis kin maal ke upar zakat dena hai. Aisa na ho ke hum zakat na de aur jo hai na hamare upar jo hai na Allah taala ke azab aa jaye aur guna ke mustahiq aur guna karte rahe hum fir. It doesn't mean that we don't find out the proper masail and we don't give the correct zakat, and you know, it can become the means of Allah Ta'ala's punishment and the means of sin. And one aspect and one shortcoming I will make mention of. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day, a woman came with two of her daughters. Right? She came with two of her daughters, and the two daughters had bangles of gold. Ek aurat aaye Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas, gangan ki jo hai aur do churi aati hai uske paas. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha, aapne uski zakat di hai ke nahi? Did you give zakat of that? The gold that you are wearing, the jewelry that you are wearing, did you give zakat on it? And the woman said, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't give. So Nabi Akram sallam said, do you want that particular jewelry must turn into the fire of Jahannam? Ki aap chahte ho ki ye jo hai na wo Jahannam ki aag ban jaye? Qiyamah ke din Jahannam ki aag ban jaye? To ye, some of these type, we don't pay attention to this. Now, I don't want to say who it is compulsory upon. Obviously, it's compulsory upon the woman. It is her. You gave it to her. Now, it is her responsibility. But after all, you gave it. Aapne diya. To aapke upar bhi kuch na kuch zimmedari aaye to hoti hai nahi. So, if you have given the jewelry, you must see to it that you also see that she gives a zakat. And if she doesn't have, the way you are giving her other things, give a zakat also on this also. I don't give the fatwa that you must give zakat on her behalf, but if you are giving for everything else, then perhaps look at this also as an added responsibility. But this is something that many times we are very, very, you know, neglectful with regard to the jewelry and the zakat and giving of the zakat of jewelry. So anyway, this is some of the aspects that we have to keep in mind. There is such a great warning in the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِدَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعْذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Those who hoard and who have gold and silver, and they don't give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعْذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Give them tidings of a great punishment. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلِيهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. Hadith mein hai that if a person doesn't give zakat of his wealth, that wealth, Allah will make it into a snake. Sab ki shakal mein Allah ta'ala usko jo hai na qiyamah mein usko paida karenge. And that snake will come around you, eat you on your forehead, eat you on your chest, and bring taklif upon you, bring punishment upon you. And that snake will call out, I am your wealth, matar amal. I am your wealth that you didn't give zakat on. And if you give zakat, that particular punishment will be lessened. Now this is the importance of zakat. However, we must keep in mind that zakat is the lowest limit of expression of human sympathy. Usse kam dena ye jaiz nahi. Kam az kam zakat ka dena to farz hai. Lekin zakat ke upar iktifa karna sahi nahi hai. To give zakat is compulsory. We can't go less than zakat. But to remain confined on zakat is not it is not the quality of a believer. He cannot remain confined upon zakat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna fil mali haqqan siwa zakat." There is considerations. There is rights upon your wealth other than zakat. Zakat ke alawa, aapke maal ke upar dusre huquq hain. Aap jo hai na usme khairat kare, غریبوں کو دے, دین کے کاموں میں آپ حصہ لے. جو نا کتنے میدان ہیں جو ہے نا وہ خیرات کرنے میں. There is so many avenues with regard to giving charity. Zakat is the lowest form. اس سے کم کرنا جائز نہیں, لیکن اس کے اوپر اکتفا کرنا صحیح نہیں ہے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and Allah سبحانہ وتعالی has told us to be generous. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You cannot achieve closeness to Allah until you give and spend of that which you love. آپ اللہ تعالیٰ کے قرب حاصل نہیں کر سکتے ہو جب تب آپ خیرات نہ کریں جس چیز کے اوپر آپ کا دل جمع ہوا اور آپ محبت کرتے ہو. We all love wealth. You cannot reach closeness to Allah. You cannot reach piety until you give of that and you spend of that which you have loved. Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has told us so much with regard to, you know, giving of charity. You know, Allah Ta'ala wants us to be a people who give. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min yadis sufla. The hand that gives is better than the hand that receives. Dene wala haath, lene wala haath se behtar hai. Ayat Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqin nar walau bi shiqqi tamratin. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even if you give one kajur. Why only one kajur? Even if you have the ability to give one kajur, give it. Why? You get into the habit of giving. Dene ka riwaj banao. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha jahannam se aap pana mango aur jahannam ko se aap apne aap ko bachao chahe ek kajur hi ke zariye se ho taaki dene ka riwaj ho. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also made mention that we are supposed to be, you know, the one who gives even if we have difficulty. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said every morning two angels come down. دو ملائکہ, دو فرشتے آتے ہیں اور دعا کرتے ہیں, اللہم آتی منفقن خلفا, اللہم آتی ممسکن تلفا. یا اللہ جو دینے والے ہیں ان کو اور زیادہ دو. Two فرشتہs, they come and they make دعا every morning. One say, واللہ, the one who gives, the one who is charitable, the one who is generous, یا اللہ give him even more. And واللہ, the one who withholds, جو روکنے والے ہو اس کے مال کو ختم کرو. واللہ, the one who doesn't give, واللہ, destroy his wealth. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said, wealth does not decrease by charity. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَةِ. آپ سود لو, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کے مال کو جو ہے نا وہ تباہ کر دیں گے. You take interest, Allah will destroy your wealth. But if you give صدقہ and charity, Allah will increase it. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said that I take an oath, مَا نَقَذَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالِ, that Allah does not decrease wealth by you giving charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it. Increases it in volume and increases it in blessings. And give even if you are in difficulty. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam se pucha gaya, اَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ عَزَمْ, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best charity to give? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun sahihun takhsha al-faqr wa ta'mul al-ghina wa la tumhil hatta idha balaghat al-hulqum. Give when you are healthy. You also have desire for wealth. You also fear poverty. Give that time. Don't wait till your life comes here by the neck and you are about to die. And you said, give charity to this organization, give to this masjid, give to this person. So why are you waiting for your life? Give when you are healthy, give when you are in need, give when you are fearing poverty. That's the time to give. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, one day someone came and gave her 100,000 silver coins, dirham. 1,000 dirham unko diya kisi ne. She gave everything to the poor before the night. Entire 100,000. So the slave woman said, if only you would have kept, we don't even have food for iftar. Iftar ke bhi woh gunjaish nahi. Aap kam as kam iftar ke liye kuch rakh lete. To Hazrat Aisha ne kya kaha, pehle se bata lete. You should have told me before, I should have kept. She didn't have food in her house, but she gave 100,000 dirhams in charity. Hamare kya hal hai? We can spend thousands, 100,000s on our own. And if we give the masjid 1,000 rand, if you know, we will make mention with regard to it, and we will make daban upon the mutawallis and trustees also. We gave 1,000 rand to the masjid. Huh? How is this particular aspect? And then Allah Ta'ala has told us with regard to etiquettes. Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Don't spoil the rewards of your charity by reminding and giving hurtful words to the person who you gave. اپنے ثواب اپنے خیرات کی ثواب کو نہ مٹاؤ دوسروں کو تکلیف دینے میں احسان جتانے میں آپ لوگوں کو دیتے ہو پھر جو ہے ان کو سناتے ہو آپ میرے زکات کھاتے ہو پھر بھی میرے سامنے آ کر جو ہے آپ بات کرتے ہو یا اللہ احسان جتاتے ہو یو گیو اے پرسن اینڈ یو ٹیل ہم یو ایٹ مائی زکات اینڈ دین یو گاٹ اے بگ ماؤتھ یا اللہ دیٹ یو آل یور ریوارڈز آر گون ابن کثیر از سچ اے بیوٹیفل تھنگ. The reward of charity is very great, but it is not so great that it wipes away and erases the sin of you taunting and reminding a person with regard to your charity. Sawab is there, but not that much that it wipes away the sin of you taunting someone. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ مَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُ عَذَا. That giving and telling a person nicely, you can't help him to the extent that you want, is better than giving him and then taunting him and giving him taklif. And lastly, I'll just give you one or two aspects where we can start spending, my dear respected brothers. Let us spend. Firstly, I always make mention, spend on the masjid that you are reading salat. Bhai, ab jis masjid mein ja rahe ho, to kam as kam jo hai na, aap bijli istemal karte ho, you use the water, you use the electricity. Ye to koi muft mein nahi aata. Jannat se to nahi aata air condition. Aisa to nahi hai ki jo hai wo jannat se aata hai. To ye uska jo hai bijli ka bill to dena padta hai. But apne masjid ke liye do. The first thing is give in your own masjid because you are using the water, you are using the electricity. Ye jo hai na wo masjid ka apne kharch ke liye chanda karna, ye hamare liye jo hai na ruswai ka sabab hai. No one goes and make chanda for his electricity in his own home. For a masjid to go out for collection for his own electricity and expenses, it is an indictment upon the musallis of the masjid. Ye kaise ho sakta hai کہ اپنے ہی اخراجات کے لیے جو ہے نا آپ چندہ کے لیے جائیں. ہمیں تو وی مسٹ بی امنگ دا فرسٹ, وی آر یوزنگ دا مسجد, وی مسٹ گیو. سیکنڈ تھنگ بھائی, گیو فار دا سیک آف دین, دین کے لیے آپ نے اگائے. یہ ہمارے دین تو ہمارے ہیں یار, ہم اپنے خرچ کو کر سکتے ہیں اپنے اوپر, تو دین کے لیے ہمیں خرچ کر سکتے ہیں. واٹ از آور دین؟ دس از آور دین, از آورز. اف وی کین اسپینڈ, وی کین اسپینڈ فار آور سیلف, وائی کین وی اسپینڈ فار آور دین؟ Hazrat Usman رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, at the time of Tabuk, you know how much he gave? 950 camels, 50 horses, 1,000 gold coins. We give one gold coin in mahar to us, whole life. We will tell the wife, I gave you one gold coin mahar. He gave 1,000 gold coins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much do we give for the sake of deen? Kisi ne aakar Mohan Ilyas sahab rahmatullahi alayhi ko kuch paisa diya. انہوں نے کہا کہ صرف اپنے ذات کے لیے خرچ کرو, اونلی یوز اٹ فار یور نیڈس. مولانا الیاس صاحب رو پڑے, ایسا کرائیں. ہی سیڈ, واٹ ڈو یو مین اونلی فار مائی نیڈس؟ کیا دین ہمارا نہیں؟ Because whatever he used to have, whatever Mawlana Asaf Rahmatullah used to have, he used to spend it in deen, spend it on jamaat, spending in the path of Allah. So someone told him, out of goodness, out of compassion, he said, Mawlana, I give you this, only use it for you and your family. He started crying. He said, deen is not mine, that you're telling me I must only use it for me. So his deen is not mine. And then another thing that we must start looking at, brothers, is we need to start, you know, spending upon human beings. ہم جو ہے نا وہ مسجد کے لیے اس میں کوئی یہ بھی خیرات ہے, لیکن جو ہے نا اتنے عالی شان مساجد وغیرہ اور جو ہے نا لوگ غریب ہیں بھائی, تو غریب لوگوں کو بھی لے کچھ کھانا کھلاؤ یار. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے دا بیسٹ چیریٹی, سب سے افضل خیرات بھوکوں کو کھانا کھلانا. اب جو ہے نا وہ سب سارے جو ہے نا وہ خیرات اگر جو ہے نا اونلی گو ان ٹو یو نو موٹر برکس اینڈ موٹر, دین ہوز گوئنگ ٹو لک آفٹر دا پور. غریبوں کو کھانا کھلاؤ, اپلفٹ دا پور, لک فار اے فیملی دیٹ از پور, اپلفٹ دیم. یو نو وائی وائی از اٹ دیٹ وی کین اونلی گیو آن برکس اینڈ موٹر؟ بیکاز اٹ ول شو سم شان, اٹ ول ہیو اے بگ یو نو امپیکٹ دیٹ یو گیو سو مچ فار دس مسجد. لک آفٹر دا پور, مائی ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز. پیپل آر ڈائنگ آف تھرسٹ اینڈ آف ہنگر. پیپل آر ڈونٹ ہیو مینس. لک آفٹر دا پور. سم ٹائمز ٹیک ون پرٹیکولر فیملی اینڈ سیٹ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو لک آفٹر دس فیملی. Subhanallah, my dear, these are important situations that we have to keep in mind. You know, I can go on making mention with regard to it, but I think it's enough that we speak about the importance of zakat. And zakat is the lowest form of human expression, of human sympathy. Thereafter, the importance of khairat, the importance of giving in charity, and it's also some of the adab and some of the avenues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you another tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.